Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again in a nutrient green field in the middle of the mitten, pure Michigan, born in a D, Berkeley High baby, class of 83, Fire Up Chips 1988, Detroit College of Law 1992. Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle 5 days a week, including Saturday. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
Yeah, you know, once again, it saddens us that we have to open the show with the loss of Chester from Linkin Park.
I know, it's sad. Chester Bennington, lead singer of Linkin Park, they don't know this for a fact, but they're certainly treating it as a suicide. It's sad. It really is. It pains me to know that there's troubled people in this world who feel like whatever that causes them to do this, that they can't, there's no one that they can reach out to. There's no way they can get any help. They feel like, I would imagine, having never been to that point, but I would feel like they imagine that there's just no way they can get out of it. And the only way to solve their life's problems is to take it.
And it was on Chris Cornell's 53rd birthday.
I know. And they were, of course, those guys were the best of friends. He was struggling with that. I mean, but...
And he left six children behind, a wife, bandmates, a fan base. You know, we're huge rockers. You and I love classic rock, 98.5, Rock 105,
sure.
And
sure.
All those stations that, you know, Black Diamond Broadcast Group. Metallica, I saw Linkin Park a number of times. The most memorable show was, and we've talked about this, at the Silver Dome, as 1999 turned to 2000, and I thought the roof was going to come down.
Right.
Linkin Park was there, Metallica, I mean... Chester could just belt it out, and that's why we're going to be playing Linkin Park throughout the show.
Exactly.
In his memory.
Yeah, it's just that boy, and if you feel like you're ever in that kind of a situation, I mean, if there's any good thing that comes out of some of these situations, the only thing is it brings awareness to suicide prevention. If you ever feel like you're at that stage that you just can't get past it, find somebody to talk to, because there's somebody who will listen. Don't think it's a hopeless situation.
I've lost friends of mine, as some of the listeners, I mean, maybe yourself, I've lost friends of mine that I went to high school with, college, as an adult, to suicide, and we don't know what that's like. You want to think that you could save somebody and you can see the signs, but sometimes you can't be with someone 24 hours, 7 days a week. You'd like to.
Right.
It's sad.
It's
heart-wrenching.
It is. And then the other part of this, and I'll bring this up, I had a friend of mine in high school who about 5-6 years ago, he had problems with alcohol, problems with drugs. The demons got to him. And at first I had heard he had just died. And so I was telling friends, hey, just to let you know, this guy died, et cetera, et cetera. But then I found out he committed suicide and my total mood changed. And maybe it's wrong because he's got two young kids. They're now, I think, 9 and 6, and a wife who, those kids are never going to know what the real story was. And Chester's kids, they're never going to know. Maybe they're going to grow up thinking it was their fault, and they're never going to know that that's not the truth.
And they're young. He was, what, 43?
41, I think.
You know, there's a lot of men and women out there and organizations that provide so much support to individuals who are feeling this way. Listening here in Mount Pleasant, they do a great job, the men and women. There's organizations all over the state and national. But in any event, it's very sad.
I will say one more thing. I know you were talking about how you can't be with them 100% of the time. You can't be with them 24 hours a day. There are organizations like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. There are places with trained professionals who can give you help of what you can do, or you can turn this person into them and maybe they can help. You're right, because you can't be with somebody 100% of the time, 24 hours a day, to try and keep them from doing something. But there are trained professionals who do know what to do.
Boy, I've lost some real close friends. I mean, I'm talking my boys. I've lost some brothers. I mean, literally, I'm not going to say their names. May they rest in peace. But they're my guys. Mm-hmm. And it's just heart-wrenching. But
it is.
But hey, Craig, we're going to have a huge show today. We're going to have a good show. We have a lot of law to get to throughout the show. We're going to be talking about, there's a new law in Michigan. It's about time. In regards to pointing a laser. We're going to talk about that during the show.
Okay.
You can't point. You ever hear these reports in the news? You may have talked about it on your morning show. A pilot was landing a plane and someone on the ground was pointing a laser.
Yeah.
That's what there's a new law. But the law does not go far enough, and I want to get your opinion on that.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that. The governor, and we're based in Michigan, albeit we're a show across this entire planet Earth.
Yep.
And into the galaxies.
If there's extraterrestrial life, you can hear us on SoundCloud.
It's already Podbean or iTunes
or Google Play
or Radio FM.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we're just a whole nother show. I think there's already aliens here, by the way.
But really?
Somebody's not
surprising about that.
Just because we can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Good point.
Let's just be honest here.
No, it's a good point. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So we do have an update. The governor last week in Michigan, the Mitten State, signed an amendment to the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, which is very important to those out there who are seeking licensing under the Facilities Licensing Act. So there's been an amendment to that law that we need to discuss and make the listeners aware of. We're going to talk about that during the show.
Okay.
And we do have some information in regards to the Fourth Amendment search and seizure. When is it appropriate for officers who do not have a search warrant to approach your door and knock and talk?
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that.
All right.
And guess what?
What?
Much more.
But that's great.
Hey, last weekend, by the way, you know, I always talk about shredding the gnar on a single track trail.
Sure.
Big shout out to Ithaca, the town of Ithaca, off of 127. This show goes everywhere, but Ithaca is just an amazing community. The people there are a terrific farming community, hardworking men and women, and their football team.
Yellow Jackets.
Oh, I mean, every year they go to the state championship. Kudos to the athletic department and the coaches.
I think they play 8-man football there now. I think it's a small enough community, but they just.
I know I can't go there because, as far as I know, they're large enough to play, you know, Mount Pleasant, Shepherd, and into the state every year because I've seen them on TV.
All right.
But last weekend was our 8-hour bike race, mountain bike race in the woods, sponsored by Terry Cycle out of Alma, my good buddy Chris Malpe. Down there, Terry Cycle sponsored it. It was a great race. So we spent 8 hours in the woods. You could do a solo, and you count laps. It's a 5-mile loop.
Right, okay.
Solo, you can do a double team, or you could have four individuals. And you, like, I could do a lap, you do a lap. I could do two, you do two. But it was a great time out there. So I just want to give a big shout out to all the men and women who make that possible.
Okay.
Brent at Fun Promotions, who's been doing it for 30 years, funpromotions.com. But Chris Malpe was out there. My good friend Brad Wheeler, the Wheel. We all have Terry Cycle jerseys. I have a jersey.
Okay.
Cubby. My buddy Jeff, who's from Ithaca, we call him Cubby. This guy's a shredder. This guy should be ranked nationally. Big Hair listens to the show. Give a shout to Big Hair.
Big Hair. He's the man.
No, he really is.
He is the man.
Ned's awesome too. But Chris, everybody's just so cool. And we appreciate everybody that volunteers so that we can enjoy ourselves. So big shout out there.
I never asked you this, but I know you're a big mountain biker, and I know you do these races and these endurance things. And I don't mean any disrespect by asking this, but are you any good? Do you ever win any of these races? I don't know. I don't know if you do it for that or if you just do it because you like doing it. But do you win any of these races?
You win because here's why you win. It's like anybody out there who enjoys doing anything, fishing, hunting, boating, basket weaving, knitting. You win because you're living.
Okay.
Okay, I know I'm saying this so it sounds good, but you know what? You're with people who enjoy doing the same thing that you enjoy doing. All my close friends I met through biking.
Okay.
Except someone like you who I love. I mean,
right.
But I met through biking, and we talk about the same gear. We know the same things. We're all out there every day waking up early, you know, biking hard, putting on those miles. Here's the thing. Do I win? I'm it's a personal thing. Each year, okay. Each year I try to get better.
I didn't know if you're competitive or you do it for yourself.
Well, some of my
which is fine. So, I mean, I just didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, we compete. You compete against your friends. You compete against yourself. You're just out there shredding and going hard, and everybody helps each other. Now, I've made some observations, by the way.
Okay.
What's really cool about racing these 8, 12, 20, 12-hour races, 24 at sometimes,
okay,
is that you're doing it in night, at
right.
dark,
right.
and you're wearing lights all over the place.
Yep.
It looks like there's aliens throughout the woods, because during the day, you can hear people half a mile away, and they're zigging and zagging, and the courses, you know, things interchange.
Right.
But at night, you see these orbs, these lights that just disappear and appear. It's so bizarre because there's other bikers.
Yeah.
And you notice things at night that you don't notice during the day. Like, things change on you. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't see that during the day. Is that an animal right there?
It could be.
But I have some observations.
Okay.
When you spend as much time in the woods as a lot of us do, you adapt to that environment.
Sure.
I know if I'm on a single track somewhere, if there's a large snake population, I'll know what the deer population is. I'll know if there's too many chipmunks, which means there's not enough snakes. You become so adapted to that environment. Hunters know what I'm talking about also. Anyone that
sure.
spends any time in the woods as much as I do,
sure.
it's amazing. And it makes me think back to our ancestors, how they lived and how they struggled and how they survived, because they had to adapt to their environment so we could be here today. We are a law show, but it's just,
say,
no,
yeah,
I'm
were,
just telling you,
going out
it
there,
is really
okay.
interesting as you, because some of these races we start in the morning and then, you know, things change throughout the day,
sure.
especially as the sun sets
or weather
or we bike in all, yeah,
or anything,
oh, yeah. So. But just big shout out to anybody out there who's living, everybody out there who's not just sitting around. Because,
I know what you mean.
No,
but that sounded.
Well, I'm saying get out there and live. I don't mean to be.
I know.
I'm not making light of
how we
started the show.
I understand.
It's just as easy to do nothing as it is to get up and do something.
That's right.
And we are a law show, and I tell people it's just as easy to do the right thing as it is the wrong thing. Every day when you wake up, make sure you do the right thing. Right
there
here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show with my fake voice. We got a lot to get to. Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle.
So we will take a break, and we'll be back on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
After a word from our sponsors.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time.
All I know.
Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting in the middle of the mitten from the Black Diamond Group mothership on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon, morning, evening. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, you might be working third shift, waking up, going to bed. The people at Craig are doing things at all different times of the day on their own schedules.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we always say good morning, good evening, and good night.
Because it could be anywhere.
And I got that from a movie. Jim Carrey movie. I didn't make that up.
And, well, yeah, that is Jim Carrey movie. I'm trying to remember which one it is.
Directed energy device. Do you know what a directed energy device is?
A directed energy of device.
Yeah, that's a question. Directed energy device. So you're directing it.
Okay.
You're directing energy.
Would that be like a sonar or a heat wave or something like
could
that?
Could be.
Or, okay.
It could be.
Okay.
Any device that emits high focused energy and is capable of transferring that energy to a target to damage or interfere with its operation.
That would be a laser.
You got it.
Yeah.
There's a new law in Michigan. The Michigan Penal Code was amended to add the crime of aiming a beam of directed energy at an aircraft or train.
Really?
It's Public Act 29 and 30 of 2017. It takes effect August 7th of this year. And it amended the penal code by adding, under 750.43A, to prohibit a person from intentionally aiming a beam of directed energy emitted from a directed energy device at an aircraft or into the path of an aircraft or a moving train. Here's what I have to say.
Okay.
That is dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
You shouldn't, but it doesn't go far enough.
No, I agree.
I need to check the motor vehicle code because I need to check to see if there's already some law out there that applies to vehicles on a public highway, not just a train and an airplane. How about motor vehicles?
I'm amazed it took them this long to do that. That hasn't been law. Is that law in other places, not just Michigan? Do you know?
There has to be laws in other states. We need Fitz here to do some research. She was on a show once.
Yeah, she'll be back again.
She'll be back again.
Yeah, we do.
But directed energy device and what there are forms of energy. So you cannot direct energy. Ready for this? Electromagnetic radiation, including radio frequency,
okay,
microwaves, lasers, and masers. What's a maser? I have no idea.
It's probably a laser, maser, taser. Maybe in that that family.
Added to the law could be
okay.
Particles with mass. Well, everything has particles in it.
Right.
But we're talking mass, so maybe you can't direct. But how would you? Okay, I'm not a scientist.
No.
Let's just move on from that one.
Right.
Beams, weapons, and devices. Here, you said this earlier. Sound and sonic weapons, waves, and devices.
Okay.
There you go. So we're talking about, folks, a law that's been added to the Michigan Penal Code. Amended to make it a crime to direct a beam of energy at a train or a plane. Don't you think that doesn't go far enough?
I agree. I think it should go to almost any kind of moving vehicle. It doesn't really matter. I mean, granted, a plane or a train can do a lot of serious damage. If you are standing off, you know, some airports have those areas where you can watch the planes take off and land. And if you were close enough and you had one of those little pen lights like that make cats go crazy with those little lasers and you did it right into the cockpit, you could be blinding a pilot. That would be terrible. Same thing with a train, but you could also do it with a moving vehicle. You could do it with somebody on a bike, a motorcycle.
Yeah. We are huge motorcycle safety people here.
Yeah, you could do it on so many different, there's so many different things. You could even do it to somebody crossing the street. They could get temporarily blinded. A car comes out and hits them.
Question. Misdemeanor or felony?
Felony.
Absolutely. A person who violates this law is guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 5 years or a fine of not more than $10,000 or both. Here's the issue. How do you detect somebody on the ground? Look, they have ways of doing things.
Yeah.
But we don't recommend anybody even try this. This is dangerous. Just as is throwing objects off overpasses.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
We've always heard every year people get killed from that type of thing. How do they determine if there's a plane in the air, if someone's on the ground? How do you find that person?
Well, basically, as you always say, everything is on video. There's got to be cameras. And the only place you can really do that from would be like an observation area at an airport or something. I don't think they have lasers strong enough that you could stand across a street from an airport and do that.
I disagree. With technology today, we just don't know that the technology exists because otherwise, why else would they have this new law?
No, it's true.
There's a reason for it being there. But here's the other issue. Growing up in Metro Detroit, I grew up I lived in Detroit off of 7 and Berg Road.
Okay.
Then people may not north, know this area. Near Edgewater Park.
I'm a little north.
Then we crossed 8 Mile near North End, and I grew up in Oak Park, went to Berkeley.
Right.
But growing up every day, we were in the path of planes landing at Metro Airport. And so were people, Westland, Livonia, anywhere in Metro Detroit, they're going to be coming in. You could ease, those planes were so low. We didn't have those type of weapons back then.
Right.
Or the direct energy devices that could reach that high.
Honest to goodness, if you are in the flight of a plane and it's coming down and landing, about the only thing you could do would be you'd be pointing underneath of it. And I don't know how you would get to a cockpit. I don't know.
The technology is such. Look, there are drones now that people could send up that could emit this directed energy device. That's a whole nother issue. The FAA, we should talk about drones on an upcoming show.
Agreed.
We absolutely should talk about drones.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really cool. And they've added a lot to things like TV and news and stuff because you see a lot of better, cooler pictures from above for things like that.
There are individuals that are exempt from being prosecuted under this new law.
Who?
Well, someone who's authorized, like an authorized individual who's conducting research and development and flight testings. An individual in the conduct of research and development or flight test operations conducted by an aircraft manufacturer, the Federal Aviation Administration, of course, or any other person authorized by the FAA to conduct research and development or flight test operations, members of the United States Department of Defense or the United States Department of Homeland Security acting in an official capacity for the purpose of research, a person using a laser emergency signaling device to send an emergency distress signal. So,
okay, I can see some of that.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about what?
About lasers. People can be now arrested for pointing a laser at a cockpit or in the front of a moving train.
It's a new law in Michigan that the governor signed, and it takes effect August 7th.
I'm sure the things that you say, the people that aren't who are exempt from that, that's for accidental stuff. I would like to believe somebody in Homeland Security or the Department of Defense is not going with one of those little pen lasers that drives cats crazy and says, hey, let's point it at an airplane. I would like to believe that could be like an error. Like if they were pointing at something else and all of a sudden something slipped and they happened to do it, this at least keeps them from being prosecuted from not, because they're not doing it maliciously or on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, There things are dangerous. Look out. Some cell phones have, I'm not comparing this to that, but cell phones have such strong light beams now. And as a rusted camper, the one thing that's a necessity is having a light that you put on the top of your head.
Oh, yeah.
I always purchase mine at Jay Sporting Goods. Yeah, the thanks for the beam of light in my noggin. Craig,
that thing is bright.
Craig, I just closed my eyes and I could see it right through. My eyelids are closed right now.
That thing is bright.
Wow. Holy cow. But, yeah, you're pointing it at Walter White and Sal Goodman, the little guys at my desk here. By the way, last week I was trying to record a podcast. Not this radio show, but I was trying to do a podcast.
Okay.
I was trying to record something to put on podcast.
Sure.
I was having trouble because you weren't sitting in front of me. Oh. So Jackie Starr, who runs my life here.
Right.
Married to the handsome and talented Anthony Starr. Great family. Big shout out to Anthony Starr. Love that guy. But Jackie Starr, who's our alpha female here. I'm just telling you, man. She runs. You know Jackie.
She's the boss.
No, Jackie is the boss. Yeah, everybody out there, if you want to be successful in business, hire an alpha female and let her tell you, let her run your life.
Oh, but wait a minute. Don't hire Jackie away from Todd.
No, she can't.
Okay.
We're codependent that way.
All right.
Yeah. Not to interfere with her relationship with Anthony. I'm just saying from a business point of view.
She came in and it just didn't work?
No, she came in and said, look, you need to have an audience to talk to. So she took my Walter White bobblehead here and my Sal Goodman bobblehead and she put them in front of me, and all I kept thinking about was Jesse and the whole Breaking Bad episodes and the turtle. It didn't work, Craig, that well. It didn't work that well.
You got to have me here all the time.
You have to have Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle.
That would be me.
5 days a week, including Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look great, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, how do you like this shirt?
Look at that shirt. Look at that. Michigan Pure Green. There you go. Providing Michigan's purest farm and nature medicine. Look at that.
Providing nature's purest form of medicine. Michigan Pure Green. Yeah. Isn't that a cool t-shirt?
That is cool.
Yeah. And what's that say right there?
Taste of Barrington.
Yeah. Taste of Barrington. A couple weeks ago, I was in the beautiful community of Barrington, Michigan.
Okay.
Barrington.
Right.
It's Barrington.
Barrington.
Yeah. Barrington. And, you know, the people are terrific and the food was great and they're going to do it every year. So big shout out to
this is their first one?
First one.
Oh, wow, that's
and Michigan,
awesome.
Michigan Pure Green is a company that will be appearing in small towns throughout central northern Michigan. They were the sponsor of this event.
Okay.
They're going to have provisioning centers, extracts. It's a great brand, great product. I got the t-shirt. Michigan Pure Green. And here's the thing. They're going to be popping up in communities and providing medicine to these members of the communities.
And here's a, you know, sometimes it just works out this way. This is a great segue. You have some law about the Medical Marijuana Act in Michigan being amended.
And
we'll talk about that after the break.
I do. I just want to say one last thing about Barrington.
Okay.
Big shout out to, you know, Jim and Amy Soriano and Evelyn and Chad and Jennifer and everybody who, you know, in that village. They do just such a great job over there. So
awesome.
If you're going on 66, stop off at Bearton. Another great town, by the way, before we go to break. I'm sorry. I'm going okay. fishing later today. I'm going to Omer today.
Oh, Omer's
I love
cool.
Omer. Okay. Oh, they got the Sucker Festival every year, uh-huh. and they got Greg's Market in Omer. That's a great town to visit. I want everyone to check out Omer. They got a great ice cream place Sunday afternoons.
Ooh.
You got to check out Sunday. If you need a starter, they got A&S Starter there. Very professional. They do a great job. Rob's Auto. Just a great community. Get out to Omer, Bearton. Check out the small towns. You know, you ever see that show Under the Radar?
I'll watch it all the time.
I personally have located communities under the radar. Kingsley, Michigan.
Is another good
TC,
one.
TC.
Yeah. Kingsley. Yeah.
Up all over Traverse City, Indian River. But even if you go, you know, deeper,
uh-huh.
up towards Petoskey, Sheboygan, over the bridge.
Cross Village,
yeah.
Holly Springs, places like that.
But when we come back from break, I do have a Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act update.
Say that five times fast.
We'll be right back.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside.
Welcome back to the Todd Elevitt Law Show. Once again, Craig, it breaks my heart. Chester Bennington from Linkin Park committed suicide last week. So they suspect.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty. I mean, you can put the pieces together and figure it out.
I'm still affected from Kurt Cobain, loved Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
Yep. Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon.
Oh, yeah, Blind Melon.
Chris Cornell. I mean, it's tragic that some of these people. Yeah, you know, I always, and this is, and I don't know if this has anything to do with any of it, but I always heard Pearl Jam, lead singer of Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder. Yeah.
Love Pearl Jam.
He always would say, I don't want to be a rock star. I don't want all this fame. I don't want all this fortune. And I always thought to that, you know what then? No one's forcing you to get up in front of millions of people and sing your songs and write and make millions of dollars. Go work at a grocery store or something. I don't know. And I'm not trying to say that to be flip or anything, but I don't know if some of these, all these artists who, I mean, because people commit suicide all over the place, not just musicians. But I just wonder if it's got to be something with the lifestyle, the pressure, something that affects all of these rock stars.
Well, he struggled with depression,
yeah,
so they say.
And alcohol and drugs. I mean, you know, there's obviously some of that too. I mean, boy, those demons get inside you next thing you know.
Yeah. And hey, if you're just tuning in, the first and second segment were terrific. We talked about a new law in Michigan in regards to a laser beam.
Right. Which I can't believe.
Directed energy device.
Can't believe that has taken so long. I think other states have had that.
Oh, I'll look it up and provide the listeners with some information.
Yeah.
Also, we have Senate Bill 433 was signed by Governor Rick Snyder last week, which amends the Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. So there's all these regulations that are going to be coming out.
Right.
And there's going to be a strict vetting process. We're going to talk about that for a minute. This new amendment to the act is to meet federal background check requirements. So the bill basically requires fingerprints to be submitted not only to the Michigan State Police, but the Michigan State Police and FBI. For background checks, and outlines this new bill, the process for taking the fingerprints and the reimbursement and the cost. So if you're going to apply for one of these five licenses.
Okay. This is what
under the Michigan Medical. Yeah. So if you're an individual, you want to be a grower, caregiver, processor, testing, transportation. We all know that there's going to be an application fee and an application.
Right.
And so they're going to do some vetting. Each applicant shall submit. With its application, and the application is very lengthy. I'm just talking about a tiny 1% of the application here. So each applicant shall submit with its application on forms provided by the board, a passport quality photograph,
right,
and ensure that, as I just said, that one set of the fingerprints is submitted to the Department of State Police for each person, ready, having an ownership interest in the marijuana facility, and each person who was an officer, director, or managerial employee of the applicant. Did you hear that?
I did.
So just
everybody
involved is getting a background check. Officers, directors of the corporation, managerial employee of the person applying. And this is in order for the Department of State Police to conduct a thorough criminal history check on each person and to forward each person's fingerprints to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, for a national criminal history check. The applicant shall submit with his application each person's written consent to the criminal history check described in this section as I'm reading it. So, and the fingerprints. Very, you know, a lot of these communities, you know, this business is being vetted to the highest extreme. You can go into a community, get a license to open a business. If there's a license required in that community, make sure you're complying with all the ordinances and the planning commission. And, you know, there's so much that's involved in opening a business.
Right.
But where have you ever heard of a business being regulated and vetted this much?
Nowhere.
Exactly.
Nowhere.
Even if you want a liquor license, I don't think it's this strict.
But that's the difference. Liquor is a legal product in all 50 states and in a lot of countries.
Well, the feds consider it legal. I get a lot of questions regarding CBDs. So I got an email from a lady up in the UP, because the show goes to the UP.
Oh, yeah.
On Rock 105.
And Rock 95.5 out of Traverse City.
Yeah, in the mothership.
Uh-huh.
The question was, she says, and I'm not going to mention her name. Great, nice lady, though. Great lady. Todd, I have an ailment, and I want to order a CBD over the internet. Is it legal? Is it legal? Yes or no?
No.
Why? We've talked about this. I've educated you.
You have, because the feds still consider that to be a Schedule I drug.
Exactly.
Right. THC, hemp, the whole nine yards.
So I can't sit here on the radio and say to the public, yes, that is legal, because hemp, all the cannabinoids, Schedule I. But the federal government and local law enforcement agencies, they're not busting people for having products that have literally no THC in them. In fact, law enforcement, as far as I'm concerned, and prosecutors have started to back off somewhat.
Well, they can see the handwriting on the wall.
They're not doing their job.
No.
Because they have to.
It's the tide is changing across the country.
With that being said, though, I said they're backing off somewhat. They're not backing off or going after people who are doing things outside of the letter of the law.
Right.
So let me just qualify that, because I have a lot of friends in law enforcement. Right. We support law enforcement.
Sure.
Big time. By the way, big shout out to Chief Bruce Borkovic. He's the chief of police over at Ferris State.
Okay.
I ran into Chief Borkovic last week. Great guy.
All right.
I just wanted to say that. I hadn't seen him in
That's
years.
Cool.
So that was a shameless plug.
It was. Now, speaking of police, so last week on the show when Brandon was here, we were talking about law enforcement being supporting a lot of these new laws because they're going to get some of the tax money in law enforcement. They're going to get some of that money to not only help law enforcement, but to train new law enforcement. My question to you is an offshoot of that. How many people do you think are going to apply for these marijuana medical facilities, businesses that are going to have fingerprints and all of this application? How many thousands of people do you think are going to have to be checked out, background checks, fingerprints, et cetera, et cetera? It's going to be a big number. Would it not be?
The law says if you apply and you qualify, that the board will issue you a license.
Right.
But you're asking me the number of people?
I'm thinking, how many people do you think that this business could end up employing, or this could, who would, who
well, here's
would be
what
part
I'm gonna
of
say.
All of these businesses?
This industry is going to employ tens of thousands
right.
of Michiganders.
Right.
No, tens of thousands.
So let's
but
say,
here's the, but as far as how many applying,
let's
there
say,
will be a couple thousand, if not more.
Okay, let's say that number's
10,000. I have no idea.
Let's say that number's 10,000, just for a round number. Might be big.
That's huge.
There's going to have to be people in law enforcement who are going to be having to check out background checks, who are going to have to be checking out fingerprinting. They're going to have to be checking all the. That's going to create a lot of need for officers who are not doing this now. Somebody's going to have to do this.
Okay, so you have the marijuana board.
Right.
By the way, one of the members on the marijuana board, former law enforcement.
Exactly.
I believe with the Michigan State Police.
Yes, you're right.
The Michigan State Police is already set up in its current position to do fingerprints. You can you can get your fingerprints taken in any sheriff's department.
Okay.
Everybody's going to run to all the sheriff's department. But here's the thing. You could. And I mean, you have to have a reason to have your fingerprints taken. You don't. But I mean, a lot of people have their fingerprints taken, and I'm sure they wish they didn't have their fingerprints taken. But the system is already set up. You're saying it's going to employ more people.
Because I think all of a sudden
the FBI is already set up for this. Also, the problem is there's a lot of people out there. Do you hear what I just said? Though, let me just read that again. There's a lot of people who are I just read off aren't going to even qualify. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Michigan State Police are going to do background checks if you're applying for a license. Okay, you ready? Here, I'll say it again. And if you're any person having an ownership interest in the marijuana facility, and if they find out later that someone had an interest and it wasn't disclosed, then the whole thing is going downhill. The license is going to take away from everybody. No one will ever be able to apply again. And each person who's an officer, director, managerial employee. Now, here's where I think people are going to try to get around this. They're going to have employees, and they're not going to tag them as a managerial employee. I'm saying tag them who they are. I'm a lawyer. I'm not telling you to don't do anything you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Of the applicant. So they're going to vet everybody who's part of that corporation.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. You start thinking about it's not just employees, it's not just people who are going to be actively involved, but it's anybody who's investors.
I just think it's unfair.
I think this is
way too extreme, folks. This is ridiculous.
But you know why they're doing it.
No, I just think I can't say we're on the radio, but I just think, if you're not doing anything wrong, you got nothing to hide. So here's what I'm saying. Under the law, by the way, if you have a provisioning center, your Fourth Amendment rights are non-existent as it stands in this act. If the marijuana board directs a local sheriff or law enforcement to come into your place of business and interview your employees and look at your books in the back, as it stands right now, you have to open your doors. But guess what? As a lawyer, that's going to be contested. That's going to go to court. It's going to go all the way up to the Michigan Supreme Court because that's your Fourth Amendment rights. What other business do you know that a state agency can contact a local sheriff and they can just walk into that business during business hours or otherwise and look at everything?
But Todd,
that's
absurd. But you know why?
I'm just
because
I don't like it.
As of today, that is not a legal product in the state of Michigan in this form. Now, if it goes wreck in 2018 like you think it will, does that change anything? Because now you're talking about a legal product in the state of Michigan. Now it's no different than alcohol. Now it's no different than tobacco. It's no different than any of that stuff. True? It isn't. If it goes wreck and it's legal in the state.
You still have to be 21 and over.
Much like with alcohol.
Right. But you're asking me, if you have a dispensary or a marijuana business, and we're talking about the vetting process and the fact that you do not have any Fourth Amendment rights as a dispensary owner when this law takes effect, which I say lawyers such as myself are going to take this all the way up. The question is, when it goes wreck, will that still exist? I hope not. My point is, all the business owners out there, whichever type of business you own, would you like law enforcement today to knock on your door when you have customers standing there and just walk in?
Of course.
So why should it be that way? In this industry, we know why, but you know what? It's wrong because first off, the state's already doing an extreme vetting process on these people. There's no reason for law enforcement to, without probable cause, to be there in the first place. They shouldn't be anywhere like that.
But did the governor...
That's your business. That's such an intrusion.
Didn't the governor...
And you could incriminate yourself.
But didn't the governor just sign this new vetting information? Didn't this just get signed into law? So up until this point...
It was an amendment to the existing law.
But up until this point, they weren't doing that extreme vetting. So you would lose
right now.
So people could be running dispensaries and things right now that have not been vetted as seriously as they should.
But here's the thing. Law Show, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, Mount Pleasant criminal defense attorney here.
I remember. I've heard.
Dispensaries, okay, people will argue with me on this. Hold on. That support the issue. They're not legal right now.
Exactly.
They are operating. First of all, I'm not break the law.
Right.
I'm okay though because of the medicinal medicine and everything they provide to their patients and the community and people coming into these facilities. So I'm glad people can get there. But under the law, if you came to me and said, Todd, is it legal to open a dispensary right now? No, not yet. But they're doing so with the consent of the local council members.
It's right. Yep. I get it.
You know, law enforcement. But here's the thing. these dispensaries are going to have to go through the same vetting process. Detroit just shut down, what, 100-something plus dispensaries over the last 6 months? So these individuals are going to have to apply for the same license.
Right. And now they're going to go through this extreme vetting process, and they're going to make sure that the people who are running it...
Can they pass it, though?
Can they? Well,
I don't know.
They couldn't pass it before. That's bad on them.
There was no process before.
I know. So now it's like they kind of realize, oh, we need to kind of clean this up a little bit. So now they're going that way. Hey, we have to take a break.
But here...
We have to take a break. I know. Dude,
come on, you got me fired up.
I know.
Now.
Well, there's
I got something I got to say when we come back from break.
And I've got something I've got
to
ask
you
about.
We better go to our sponsors really quick. Let's listen to the sponsors. We'll be right back.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside. And
welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We continued that during the break there.
I know.
Listening to those great sponsors. Love our sponsors.
Okay, now I gotta say, even though I understand the position and I'm playing devil's advocate, you make good points. I'm not knocking that at all. But can I ask you a law question? And this is maybe a philosophical law question more than anything.
Absolutely.
Else. You are an attorney.
Yes. And 23 plus years. Yes. Thank you. Attorney Todd 11. 99-772-6000. Shameless plug on my show.
Perfect. It's your show.
I know. Shout out to Lori, my sister.
Okay. All right.
Leary.
So you, of course, tell people do not break the law.
Every day.
All the time.
But I defend people who are accused.
Oh, great.
Did you hear that? Accused.
Accused. Do you think a law that is unjust and unfair should be broken? Or you would say,
no.
That's a law that
no.
is wrong. In my opinion,
no.
That's a wrong law. That law you should not follow that law. That
no.
law is unjust and not right.
I took an oath.
Okay.
No.
Even philosophically, even your own personal opinion, I understand professionally, you have to say, don't break the law.
I mean, you cannot, look, you're asking me if I feel a law. I think there's a lot of laws out there that are unjust.
Okay.
I think the whole system is out of whack. I mean, I'll say this. There's no equal justice out there. You could commit a misdemeanor in one county, and depending upon who the prosecutor is and the judge, the outcome could be completely different 2 miles away in a different county when you break the same law. There, okay. That's not a balanced justice system there. Now, with all due respect to all these counties that I practice in, you know, I see fairness.
Okay.
I see fairness, albeit you will get a different outcome in a different court, in a different county, in a different judge. I still see fairness across the board personally, but it's still a different outcome. There are more conservative counties than there are in other places.
Right. And it has to do with interpretation of the law. And the law is a living thing.
I think it has to do with a lot of things. I think it has to do with whether the people who live in those communities, within those counties, are they more progressive? Are they conservative? I mean, are they a farm community? I mean, there's some really good men and women out there who want law enforcement to just hammer people, hammer people.
Because they're the people who end up electing the sheriffs and the officials and law enforcement.
I don't know what I mean
judges.
By that when I say hammer. What I'm saying what I'm saying is they want the prosecutors to enforce these laws to the maximum amount. For instance, operating while visibly impaired carries 0 to 93 days. I know people out there who've never been in trouble that would think, yeah, you drink and drive, you should get the 93 days.
Right.
That's not how it works. I mean, very rarely on a first offense, the only judge in the state of Michigan that will give you 30 days on a first offense is my good friend, Judge Kimberly Small in the 48th District Court. And no, she's a friend. I've been friends with her. I've started practicing, you know, 94 in Metro Detroit. And she became a judge a number of years later. Took over for Judge Brookover, another great guy.
Okay.
But Kim Small put Jalen Rose in jail. The Michigan basketball player, Jalen Rose on ESPN.
Yep.
She will jail you on your first offense drunk driving. She'll make you go to the morgue. She will not give you work release. 30 days. Now, she used to give 30 days when I was practicing down there. I don't know if she still does that. Other than that, it's a different outcome, judge to county to prosecutor.
So where this all comes from is we were talking about the legality of
unjust laws.
Unjust laws and the legality of marijuana earlier in the last segment. If in the state of Michigan, having marijuana is illegal and having a dispensary in your community is technically illegal, is that an unjust law? Even though the people in the state of Michigan have spoken and said that they want that, is that something that you can personally get behind because it's an unjust law, an unfair law?
The people of the state of Michigan have spoken. Our Republican governor has signed these bills into law. The people have spoken. The states are coming aboard one after another.
Right.
New Hampshire is now the 22nd state in the nation and the last of the New England states to eliminate the possibility of jail time for simple marijuana possession. These states have Republican governors. They have Democratic governors. The people across the country have spoken. It's the federal government that is not listening right now. That's the problem. And in Michigan, the governor signed the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act in December this year. It's now going to be legal to manufacture, to dispense, process, transport, and test. It is legal.
Right. And
we are a state where if you're a cardholder right now, you have certain immunities from prosecution. We will be a rec state because the majority of people want it. The federal government has to end federal prohibition against cannabis and hemp, which they compare to heroin. I say it every week.
I know you do. And in different countries.
My friend Sandy Waldo is coming on, by the way. With Chris.
Okay.
Gearhart, yeah. Next couple weeks.
Okay. And the countries, even the countries to the north of us, Canada, it's going to be recreational in Canada soon. If it hasn't already happened yet, I don't think it's happened yet, but it's going to be sometime this year. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, that was one of the reasons he got elected. Is it possible that whoever's running for president in 2020, that might be a big campaign issue, is whether or not the government should end federal prohibition?
I'm telling you right now, if Willie Nelson or Snoop Dogg ran for president, I'm campaigning. I'm just saying that right now.
And
Charlotte's Web is no longer a children's book to me. Can I just say that for the record? Okay. I'm just saying, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle right here on the Todd 11 Law Show, otherwise known as Todd 11 Rock Block. Blaring music out to beer up in.
Yeah.
Listens to the show every weekend. Yep. He gave us these cool books.
I'm Ross Common, big fan of the show.
Great show, by the way, today. Yeah. We have my good friend Sandy's coming on with Chris and possibly next week. She's an advocate. She appeared on 9 and 10 News. She speaks throughout the state of Michigan. She's an advocate, and she has so much knowledge into the medicinal aspects of CBDs.
Okay.
And so she's coming on the show to talk about it because we've really never got in depth in talking about that.
True. That's very true.
Yeah. So great shows coming up.
Right.
A lot of guests. Craig Russell, have a great – we have to go.
Yeah, I know.
Have a show's great
over.
Day.
You too.
Hey, let's take Linkin Park out in honor of Chester. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocate. Take us out, Craig Russell.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malley Well Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder of Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest-growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Happy Hydro in Gaylord and Petoskey, where the happy people go to grow, and Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, offering free estimates and easy financing.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.